It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you in part by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, by Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, B&P Propane, by Gals of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, Blue Valley Technology, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Edward Jones, The Elevator in Valley Falls, by Bruna Implement Company, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Helena Agri Systems, Lucard Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the Denison State Bank, and by Giant Communications.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
Let's go! Week 9! It's Friday night, which means we're here for you on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. Man, what a fun afternoon into the evening we've had to make sure that we've got our volleyball. Man, we've had some teams on volleyball. Boz, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good, man.
I feel like we've got to tell people what's going on right now with you, though. You agree?
I think we need to let it out of the hat.
I think we've got to let it out of the hat. You folks at home probably didn't realize this, but this is the second time now that we've had to have Bozzy on the move.
Yeah, I'm on the move for sure.
And he's trying to stay warm right now where he's at. You know, again, every single week you could find Boz and I. This week, as you may have noticed last week, we did not have any games of the week to look for us at because we knew we weren't going to a game this week. But every week I wear my Ravens gear. Every week Bozzy wears his North Dakota gear because that's where his son plays football. Where are you at right now, Boz?
I'm in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
What's the temperature up there right now?
It's 18 degrees. Wind chill is 7.
Sorry.
It's cold.
Sorry, say that one more time. Wind chill is 70?
No, not quite. 7. Just single digit 7. It's cold up here.
All right. The Giant Communications hotline is open for you at 785-547-3461. If you want a chance to throw some shade at Boz for being cold up in North Dakota right now. But, hey, man, technology's awesome, isn't it?
It is. Dude, we're going to make this work.
And if it doesn't, then, you know, I'm flying solo tonight. I'll make Ray jump on the mic, and Ray Penning or Kurt Kilman can help us out and make this all happen here tonight. So, hey, it is the first week of postseason for a majority of the schools. Some schools, it was the final game of the season for them as well. And we've got scores for everybody. Because of the way volleyball kind of delayed us a little bit, Boz, we practically have all the scores.
We've got almost every score. We're only missing four at this point. So let's get through the scores that we got right now. Clifton Clyde, they pull out a barn burner against Hill City. They get the victory 84-78. We'll probably talk about how that game finished up. Crazy, crazy finish there. Hanover, they defeat Lakeside Downs 54-8. Frankfurt shuts out St. John's Tipton 60-0. Axtell, they get the win. They shut out Wakefield 58-0. Osborne, they shut out Blue Valley 56-0. Valley Heights gets the win over Remington 58-14. Sabetha, they were all over ACCHS tonight 71-6. Nemaha Central, they get the shutout over Pleasant Ridge 48-0. Donovan West, they get their first win of the season. Donovan West defeats Maria Dessine 43-42.
Well done getting that name. Good job. I'm proud of you.
That's a tough one. I didn't even think about that for a sec. Let's see. Lynn puts a ton of points on the board. They get the victory over Pike Valley 92-48. Washington County, they defeat Stockton 50-18. Hiawatha, they fall to Wichita Trinity tonight, 51-33. Horton, another team, gets
Charges.
The win column. They defeat Marhill Mount Academy 30-20. St. Mary's gets the victory over Riverside 62-6. Jackson Heights, they get the win over Mission Valley 36-12. Centralia, they defeat Oskaloosa 50-14.
Big win.
Big win for them, absolutely. Close game in this one just after halftime, but Jeff County North pulled away at the end. They get the victory over Troy 48-22. Wellsville, they defeat Perry LeCompton 48-6. Holton, victorious over Bishop Ward 60-19. Marysville, they fall to Heston 20-17. And the Phoenix! They get the first round win over Bonner Springs 52-22.
Can the Phoenix score, Boz?
They can put some points
up. They can put some points up, my friend.
No doubt about it.
You know who else can put some points up? Eight-man football, my friend.
Eight-man. I asked Jake when we were putting these scores together. I said, man, are these basketball scores we're looking at?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, you got some 90 burgers getting put up yesterday.
You got 90s, 84, 78.
Can we talk about that 84-78 game real quick?
Look, I told everybody we were going to talk about it. Crazy finish.
I feel like this is definitely one that we can highlight at the beginning of the show, right?
Absolutely.
We didn't pick it as a game of the week. We didn't have a game of the week because, you know, again, first week of the playoffs, you're not really sure what games are going to be quality, which games are going to be the ones that are going to be the games. And let's just call it what it is, Boz. We've struggled picking games of the week score-wise.
Unfortunately, we have. We have not done a good job picking what we would consider very close matchups. On paper, they look good. But the final scores have not indicated us doing a good job of picking them.
Right, right. I mean, again, I think everybody in Northeast Kansas, they were happy that we didn't show up somewhere tonight.
We just stayed away. We didn't do it. I told Jake he could go watch a game, and he said, no, I'm just not doing it. We're not putting any bad mojo on anybody.
I mean, we got so frustrated, not even frustrated, so nervous about our record now of whatever it is, 297-14, whatever it is. That Boz decided to drive 9 hours away to ensure that wouldn't happen again.
I stayed really far away.
Yes, you did.
Nobody's blaming us for a blowout loss. No, but the Clifton-Clyde game, here's the deal with that. There potentially could be a little controversy. Game's over. Clifton-Clyde won, but they were down late in the game, like very, very late in the game. Had the ball on, I think, about their opposing team's 10-yard line.
4 seconds, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like, seconds left in the game. They dial up the old-school hook and ladder.
I tell you what, you know what that reminded me of?
What's that?
Sorry to any Oklahoma Sooner fans out there.
I don't, probably not any Sooner fans.
But, I don't know, I think there's some Sooner fans in the MSC Sports Radio listening area.
There's one that I can think off the top of my head, just one.
Shout out Donnie Ponte. But I think of Boise State when they knocked off Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl, and Chris Peterson, head coach of Boise State, not only won, they did the hook and ladder bombs, and they did the Statue of Liberty on a 2-point conversion.
They pulled out all the stops.
Yes,
for sure.
But back to our local game of Clifton-Clyde, as Boz was alluding to, and Clifton-Clyde decides, you know what, we're going to bring out the hook and ladder. And it worked. But I think where you were going with that potential controversy, again, camera angles, you know, what, you know, how does it look and everything.
Yeah.
There's no instant replay in high school. Maybe it was a illegal forward pass.
Well, here's the thing. It happened so fast, and I watched the replay on social media, and it happened so fast. You look at it and you're like, oh, that was an awesome play, great job.
Yeah,
well, then you go back and watch it again, you're like, huh, that looked a little funny. But any way you slice it, here's the thing. Clifton-Clyde, they absolutely get a victory, move on in the playoffs. Heck of a good job.
And they got to take on Leote, Wichita County, who found themselves in a state title a year ago. So
That's going to be a tough matchup for them.
You know, it's going to be an interesting matchup for sure for Clifton-Clyde. And I just want to say this, because we bring it up and we have a conversation about it, because, again, That's what a sports conversation show like this is. We can have that open dialogue. I instantly felt for the official in that moment, though. Because if he goes back and watches that replay, he's probably like, oh, that might have been a forward pass. But again, that's it was a five-man crew, first off. And the officials at the Kansas State High School Activities Association level, they need officials as it is. And so
yeah, 100%.
I'm not going to be any one person to say, man, the officials, you cost us this game.
No.
Because you go out there and you put the stripes on, you go put a flag in your pocket, and you go do some games if you're going to complain, is the way I look at it.
100%. I'm the first to admit I would be an absolutely horrible official. So
a horrible official. I don't disagree with that. I think that you would maybe struggle a little bit, but you know enough about the sport and you know enough about, you know, the flow of things to where you'll be able to, you know, you'd be able to hold your own. But you would definitely be somebody that I would probably pick on a little bit if you were an official. So, all right. Well, we got your scores on the first round here throughout the evening. We got a ton of stuff to get to here tonight. Because, again, it's the first week of the postseason. We're going to have recaps. We're going to have so much more to get through. We got specified games to get to, and we are going to preview what next week might already look like. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Proudly presented by Community National Bank. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz. Jake up here in Hiawatha. Bozzy all the way up in, I don't know, somewhere in North Dakota. There's snow on the ground where Boz is at. Stick around with us. We're back after this.
This is Mitch Otmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens, no more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, it's time for segment number two on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, where we always ask the question, Boz, were you doing the rocking? What did your team maybe get rocked here tonight?
Well, there was a little bit of both.
No doubt. And it's actually the last two nights, because last night we had teams over, whether it was 8-man, some 11-man, people adjusting the schedule because of volleyball. But hey, all we know now is week nine's over. Welcome into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, and Boz is all the way up close to the Canadian border, I think, right?
I'm an hour from Canada right now.
Eh?
It feels like it, eh? Yeah. There's about 8 inches of snow on the ground. It's 7 degrees with the wind chill. It's stupid.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I think that technology is great right now. That's all I got to say. Able to still have Boz for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Boz, I think we have every score except for two. Why don't you give us another rundown of the scores?
All right, here's what we got. Clifton Clyde, we just talked about that one. They beat Hill City 84-78. Hanover gets a big win over Lakeside Downs 54-8. Frankfurt, they shut out St. John's Tipton 60-0. Axel also gets the shutout over Wakefield 58-0. Osborne gets the win, another shutout over Blue Valley 56-0. Victorious over Remington 50.
All right. Unfortunately, I just mentioned how I loved how technology was, but we started losing Boz a little bit there on that. So he was at, again, Axel defeats Wakefield 58-0. Osborne defeated Blue Valley 56-0. Valley Heights knocks off Remington yesterday 58-14. Sabetha defeats ACCHS 71-6. Nemaha Central last night defeated Pleasant Ridge 48-0. So the shutout, Boz, the shutout streak continues for Nemaha Central into the playoffs.
Yeah, Nemaha Central just dominating all season long. No issues whatsoever. The Thunder rolls.
Rolling right now. Donovan West, their big win tonight. 43-42 for the Mustangs, getting their first win of the season. And we talked about some high-scoring affairs. Lynn defeated Pike Valley 92-48 for Lynn's third win of the year. That's how you go into the offseason with a big-time win.
Big time win. So a little confidence boost for him.
Washington County defeats Stockton 50-18. Ellenwood knocks off McLeod 42-22. And you kind of feel for the Dogs, don't you?
Man, they have had such a good season, and just the last three games kind of bit them.
Wichita Trinity knocks off Hiawatha tonight 51-33, but a better game than it was a season ago when these two matched up in week nine.
Yeah, last year Wichita Trinity just really took it to Hiawatha. So Hiawatha's got nothing to be ashamed of. Keep their heads high. They played them tough tonight, last night.
How about another team that got their first win of the year? Horton defeats Mar Hill Mount Academy last night 30-20 in that game. And St. Mary's tonight took it to Riverside 62-6 in the opening round of the 1A playoffs. St. Mary's really on a roll, and we're going to talk about them a little bit later on, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. They're a team that we're going to watch out for.
Their next matchup is going to be against Jackson Heights, because the Cobras struck Mission Valley tonight 36-12. Centralia, they defeat Oskaloosa 50-14. JCN, at one time in this game, Bonds down 16-0 against Troy. Final score, the Charges 48, Troy 22.
Yeah, they woke up there. We were a little bit nervous. JCN's a team we've talked a lot about, and Troy's a good team as well. They gave them all they could handle tonight.
Wellsville knocks out Perry LeCompton 48-6. They'll be taking on Holton next week as the Wildcats defeat Bishop Ward by a final of 60-19. Santa Fe Trail, they knock off Roll Valley in a big high-scoring game. I actually, again, Not that my vote matters or that my opinion matters.
It doesn't.
I had Roll Valley in this game, and I think that because I think the Panthers' best season they've had in a very long time down there in Hoyt, and they proved it tonight against a very good Santa Fe Trail team, 56-40.
Yeah, Santa Fe Trail now 7-2 on the season. We talked about this during our game prep, and you're right, Jake. You were all over Roll Valley because of what they've done this season. They've had some really close games. Thought they might be able to get the win tonight, but Santa Fe Trail just too much.
Heston, they defeat Marysville in a good one, 20-17. Marysville just a field goal shy against the Swathers. And then the Phoenix, 56, Bonner Springs, 22, a high, staying a perfect 9-0. We're missing two scores, though, Boz.
Yeah, we still need Onega at Valley Falls and Jeff West Osawatomie.
So if you have Jeff West Osawatomie or Onega Valley Falls, we want to hear from you. The Giant Communications hotline is available. Let Ray, let Kurt know what that score is. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Again, 785-547-3461. Looking for those two final scores. But as that phone line opens up, Boz, so does it go into our next segment.
We've given you tonight's scores and even some insights from our area games of the week. Now, we want to hear from you. It's time for Friday Night Highlights on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
All right. Every single week, I feel like we start begging, Boz. Are we on our knees begging right now?
We are. I'm telling you. This is week 9, right?
Yeah.
We're into the playoffs. Surely there's some good stuff happening out there. Somebody needs to call in and tell us what's going on.
Yeah, tell us what's going on. I mean, if you were at the Clifton Clyde game, I want to know. Talk to me about it. Because, again, a lot of these games, big-time matchups, postseason action, even if your team got beat, tell us about something that was good in the game. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. The Giant Communications hotline is open for you. At Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net. When you need fast, reliable internet, make sure you contact Giant Communications and just enter in your address to the website. And you enter in that address, and they'll tell you what they can do for you, for your residential, for your business. GiantCOMM.net. Giant Communications has your back. Well, Boz, again, there were some big-time games that we were kind of looking into and stuff, but I wanted to go through a couple of these matchups that we saw here tonight because we're going to go into our postseason stuff here in just a little bit. But first off, a couple teams that needed to take care of business, and they did. Let's talk about Frankfort against St. John's Tipton and Eight-Man, as well as Axtell against Wakefield. Both pitching shutouts, both almost scoring 60. They combined for 118 points between the two, and they both take care of business in week one, opening round of the postseason.
Yeah, you go into week one, and it's playoffs. I mean, there is pressure. Axtell, they're looking for back-to-back-to-back state titles, so you're always a little bit anxious going into that first-round game. You got to make sure you're sharp and you do what things you want to do. Frankfort, they've had two losses this season, but a big confidence boost, I think, for Frankfort. I mean, Wes Anderson has had a heck of a season at quarterback. Frankfort's a good football team, a team that I've talked a lot about this season. So good wins for both those teams, getting out of the first round with fantastic wins.
Shout out to Christy Bowser for letting us know. For Jeff West defeated Osawatomie 59-6. So Tigers end the season with a W for Jeff West. Good season. Good way to end the season on a high note for the Tigers. Now, we went into 8-man. Let's go into a couple 11-man matchups that were kind of ones that we were keeping our eye on heading into next week, Boz. One of them was JCN Troy, and a Charger team. Again, give Charger versus Charger here, Troy, JCN, by the way. Give some credit to Troy here. Troy's a good team,
yeah.
And they're a team that can put some points up. And I would love to hear from somebody that was at that game because I would like to see – I mean, again, perception is everything for us at this point, but – a game that is 16-0 Troy, what was clicking? What was working for the Trojans? I said Chargers. The Troy Trojans. What was clicking for the Trojans? And what wasn't for JCN? And then what flipped? What changed? We're going to hear from Tom Couch in a little bit in his recap from that game. But I'm curious, from a fan's perspective, what changed in that game?
Yeah, everybody talks about momentum and how big of a deal it is. I'm a firm believer in momentum. Obviously, early in this game, Troy had momentum, established the lead early in the game, but something flipped for JCN, and you never know exactly what that is. That's why we need somebody to tell us what happened. How did JCN turn things around and get a 26-point victory?
Another one that really kind of sticks out to me a little bit is I want to hear about Hiawatha Wichita Trinity as well. A game that a year ago, you know, again, some people say, oh, these are meaningless games. No, these are not meaningless games. These are games for some of these kids. It's their last game ever, right? Yeah. Some of these kids, they're going to be coming back next year, and this is something that's going to propel them heading into next season. Hiawatha able to put up 33 tonight. Last year, they struggled to score. They were injured. They were so banged up last year. I want to hear from some of you Hiawatha folks. Tell us about tonight's game against Wichita Trinity. We're going to hear from Seth Tollison here in just a bit, as well as he has a recap about it. But I want to hear about that, don't you?
I do. I mean, here's the thing with Hiawatha. It's been a rough season. And again, Hiawatha, we've kind of talked about this over the course of the season. They've had some injury issues and just haven't been able to get things rolling. But for them, it would have been very, very easy to consider this game. Now, it's not a playoff game. It's the last game of the season. We got thumped last year. Let's just go out and get it over with. But by the looks of the score, they didn't do that. They went out. They competed. They put it all on the line, and they scored 33 points. And for Hiawatha, I think that's a confidence boost into the season, something you can build on next year.
Definitely. Again, 785-547-3461, 785-547-3461, the Giant Communications Hotline. Give us your perspective. Let us know in the Friday Night Highlights. What was a big highlight for you heading in as this was the final week for some teams? For a lot of teams, really. Again, even from the playoff perspective, Boz, that bracket now has shrunk by another level because half the teams that played tonight went home. So we're going to talk a lot about that here in just a little bit. We've got plenty of things to get to, but we're going to go right into our recaps here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We talked about Sabetha as they defeated ACCHS last night by a final score of 71-6 in the opening round for them in the postseason. It was a rematch for Sabetha and ACCHS and the Tigers last night. Logan Bitterman was on the call on the Sabetha channel.
The first night of the playoffs in Class 2A in Kansas would get underway in Northeast Kansas as the Sabetha Blue Jays would host the Tigers of ACCHS here in a rematch of last year's bi-district game where Sabetha won pretty easily. This season it would start off with a 11-yard touchdown run by Sabetha running back Colin Minold. It would be 7-0 at that point. Colin Minold would then get a 1-yard touchdown run after Marcus Bauman would take it back on an interception back to the 1-yard line, and it would be 14-0. Colin Minold would get a third touchdown for the hat trick this evening as he took it in from 2 yards out and made it 20-0. Nate Minold on a 33-yard jet sweep would make it 27-0 after a failed extra point attempt. After a 39-yard touchdown pass by Mitchell Kramer to Marcus Bauman, it was 34-0 Blue Jays running away with this one early. Then Kellen Winger would take it 7 yards on a touchdown run and make it 41-0. And then once again, Kellen Winger would bust this one open for 35 yards and a touchdown and made it 48-0. And then right before half, Mitchell Kramer would take it all the way on a 47-yard one-play touchdown run, which made it 55-0. After halftime, the first play for the Blue Jays was a 54-yard touchdown run of the second half by, once again, Colin Minold, his fourth touchdown rushing on 98 yards this evening for the Blue Jays, and it was 62-0. We saw one field goal, this one from 31 yards out. Nate Minold with his first attempt of the season, and it was 65-0 at that point. And then the big offensive senior lineman, Caleb Minold, would get a 4-yard touchdown run and make it 71-0. But ACCHS would not go away on a shutout as a 13-yard touchdown pass from Cody Falk to Ben Hanke was caught, but the 2-point conversion was no good, and Sabetha gets the win 71-6. Once again, Sabetha was led on the ground by Colin Minold. He had 98 yards on the 4 touchdowns here this evening. Will Views had 51 yards here tonight as well, and then Mitchell Kramer had 62 yards and 1 touchdown passing for the Blue Jays as well. So the ACCHS season comes to an end here tonight. Sabetha will move on to the second round of the high school football playoffs. Well, they will await the winner of Silver Lake in Minneapolis tomorrow night, and they will see where they go next week. But for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bierman.
All right, Logan, thank you so much for that. And right there, Colin Middle, he's going to put his name on the list right away for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee. Just shy of 100 yards, Boz, and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, heck of a good night for him. And I tell you, this was kind of a little bounce-back game for Sabetha.
Yep.
Tough one last week against Nemaha Central, and maybe a little frustration, anger game. Just get things refocused, come out and take care of business tonight.
All right, now we're going to move on to a game. Again, we want people to let us know about it. 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications hotline is open for you. 785-547-3461. Giant Communications, when you need fast, reliable internet, look no further than Giant Communications. Just type in your address on their website at giantcomm.net. It's Wichita Trinity at Hiawatha. They flip sites this year as Wichita Trinity made the trip up to Hiawatha here this evening. And Hiawatha's Seth Tollison has a recap for us tonight.
It was a windy and cold night from Memorial Stadium in Hiawatha on Friday as the Redhawks played host to the Trinity Knights of Wichita on, again, the final game of 2023 for both teams. Hiawatha was able to get the first score of the touchdown after they held Wichita Trinity on 4 plays in their opening drive. Again, it was Hiawatha getting the opening touchdown to take the early 7-0 lead. It was an interception then for Wichita Trinity when they were driving on their second possession, but the next play resulted in a safety to give Trinity their first points of the game. Following that, Trinity would put in a touchdown of their own to take the 9-7 lead. Hiawatha would answer to make it 15-9, but it was Trinity coming right back to take the 16-15 lead. Hiawatha would then punt and throw an interception on their next two possessions before finally getting back into the end zone to make the score 23-21 in favor of Trinity. Hiawatha had 2 more turnovers coming out of halftime and finished up the night with an interception as well, as they did get 2 more touchdowns to make the final score 51-33, as it was Hiawatha led in offense by Josh Monaghan, who had over 225 yards of offense, including a 67-yard touchdown run. He also had another touchdown of 14 yards, which again was good for the leading rushing yardage for the Redhawks in this one. Also with 100-plus yards for the Redhawks, and a score was sophomore Ethan Morton. And again, other scores by Alex Pyle, the starting quarterback. Again, your final score from Hiawatha: Wichita Trinity wins it 51-33 over the Redhawks. I'm Seth Tollefson reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Seth, thank you so much for that update. Again, Hiawatha falls to Wichita Trinity 51-33. Now we're going to get a recap briefly, but we have a caller about this game, so we're going to play you the recap first, and then we're going to have instant reaction as well from our caller. Again, 785-547-3461, if you want to tell us about the game that you were at. Tom Couts had JCN Troy this evening, and he's got a recap for you. Tom, what happened tonight?
Week 9 of the high school football season in Winchester, Kansas, found Troy being hosted by Jefferson County North. An interesting and exciting ball game as Troy jumped out on top early in the game. They scored the first touchdown, they scored the second touchdown, and went up 16-0 early in the second quarter before JCN got on the scoreboard. But when it was done, it was the Chargers taking a 48-22 win over Troy. For Jeff North, what a night for Connor Kearns. 10 carries, 203 rushing yards. Quarterback Grady Knoll had 18 carries for 139 and 2 TDs. And then he threw another one, a touchdown pass to Cameron Seaver. And then Ethan Knoll, 7 carries, 80 yards. Ethan scored 3 times on the night. JCN goes to 8-1 on the season and will move on to postseason next week. But again, tonight at Riley Field on the JCN campus in Winchester, Kansas, it was Chargers 48, Trojans 22. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you so much for that recap, as we're going to go right to our caller now. Gary, are you there?
I am.
Gary, thanks so much for tuning in and listening and calling into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Where are you calling from?
Nortonville.
All right, Gary, you wanted to talk a little bit about the JC and Troy game, and we just heard a recap from Tom. What stood out from you tonight?
Well, Tom kind of told it all, but I think what kind of hurt JCN in the first half was they had a lot of penalties. They had some really good runs that got called back, and we just, you know, after that, then I think they kind of took charge in the second half and right off the bat scored. And, that, you know, once they got some momentum going, then it was great.
JCN definitely having a great season thus far. Gary, I'm not sure how often you're listening to the Scoreboard Show, but JCN was my dark horse pick in the preseason as a team that I feel like could make a deep run. Do you feel like that is still the case?
Oh, yeah. Ethan Noel, number 7, is my grandson, so I followed all their games so far this year. And yeah, they've got a great, well-rounded team. And I've, in my years at JCN, I've been to Centralia several times, and so we get a chance to hopefully this time beat.
That's right. So, again, your matchup next week will be JCN going up against Centralia, and it'll be a great matchup for sure on a Friday night. Gary, I appreciate you calling in, sir. Thank you for listening, and, again, thanks for giving us your insight on the game tonight.
Yeah, and I had wanted to Connor Kearns, I thought he had a great game, which you are,
sure,
already mentioned that, but I'd like to elect him or elect him.
You can elect him. Absolutely, Gary.
Throw his name in there in the hat for the football.
Absolutely, Gary. We'll make sure Connor Kearns from JCN will be in the running for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Night. Well, Gary, again, thank you so much for listening and tuning in and for calling here on this Friday.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Gary from Nortonville. Again, Boz, it's not that difficult, is it?
It's not. It really isn't. That was awesome.
Great insight.
Because here's the thing. I mean, here's what I kind of take out of that. JCN maybe had some penalty issues, like the caller just mentioned, in the first half. Maybe that was nerves coming into this game. You're 7-1 on the season, first round of playoffs. You don't want to stub your toes, so the nerves are running high. Have some penalty issues in the first half, but it sounds like the offense settled in. And from some of the stats that Tom threw out there, offense seemed to be flat rolling in the second half.
They lit it up in the second half. They found their groove. And kind of like what Gary said, maybe some confidence, but Uncle Mo's a real thing.
Absolutely it is. I don't know how people say, oh, momentum, it doesn't exist, it doesn't impact games. That's crazy.
People that think that, come on now. Come on, guys. Yeah, absolutely. So, again, thank you, Gary, for giving us a shout here this evening. And I believe he said Ethan Noel is his grandson, so obviously he's got a vested interest in the Chargers games. And once again, he kind of alluded to it. We'll confirm that, yes, JCN will be taking on Centralia next week in the playoffs. Man, I can't wait till we get to that segment, Boz. So excited for that.
We got a lot to talk about.
All right, and our couple more recaps we got to get you to here real quickly is Holton at home against Bishop Ward in Class 3A. Holton ran all over Bishop Ward tonight. Justin Fluke has a recap. In a playoff game that lasted more than 2 hours and 45 minutes, the Holton Wildcats were able to defeat the Bishop Ward Cyclones 60-14. It was the second week in a row that Holton scored at least 60 points, although the Wildcats did trail 7-6 at the midway point of the first quarter. Then Holton would score on 5 straight possessions to take a 40-7 lead early in the second half. Bishop Ward then scored 2 touchdowns in a row and cut it to 21-point deficit with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. But Holton finished the game with 3 more touchdowns and improving to 5-4 on the season. The Holton defense did give up 297 yards of total offense, as Bishop Ward was 15 of 37 for 229 passing, but the Wildcat defense had 5 takeaways, including 3 interceptions. 2 of those were by Bodie Dillon, and Holton's final touchdown of the night was a 49-yard fumble return by Abbott Humley. Humley had one heck of a night, as he also scored 5 rushing touchdowns to lead the Holton offense. Humley had 209 yards rushing in the game. 2 other 100-yard rushers, as Kyler Jackson ran for 137 and Kel Frazier ran for 123 yards. They both scored touchdowns as well, as Holton racked up 572 yards of rushing offense on the night. The Wildcats get the win 60-14, ending the Bishop Ward season at 3-6 and defeating the Cyclones for a second straight year. Holton will head to undefeated Wellsville to continue their 26th straight playoff season next Friday night. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke.
All right, Fluke, thank you so much for that. Man, Boss, once again, we got teams that are running the football efficiently in the postseason, yeah.
Well, that's Holton's, that's their MO. That's what they do every season. They've had their ups and downs this year with the rushing game, but I think Holton's a team to keep an eye on. They,
yep.
They struggled early. They're starting to make a little run. They had Hayden against the ropes, top team in 3A. And now, I tell you what, I'm watching Hayden moving, or Holton moving forward.
Watch out. All right, let's stay in Jackson County, shall we, Boz? You want to stay in Jackson County?
Let's do it.
All right, sure. Mission Valley, the Vikings travel to the Cobra Country at Jackson Heights tonight. And Jackson Heights, the Cobras, will move on to the second round of the playoffs. Here's the ever so excited Crittenden Prophet with the recap.
Hello, everybody. This is Crittenden Prophet down here at Dave Henry Field Stadium on a Friday night. Week 9 opening the playoffs, Jackson Heights versus Mission Valley. Both these teams coming tonight hungry and ready for a playoff win. However, Jackson Heights comes out on top 36-12 over the Mission Valley Vikings. The Vikings thought they could come in and have a Valhalla, but these Cobras, the Serpents, they came out and they struck and they sunk their ship. The first quarter start off, the Cobras winning the toss. They elected to defer, kicking the ball off to the Vikings. The Vikings, they got 4 and out on their first drive. The Cobras respawned with a touchdown after converting a 4th-and-3, which helped them set their first touchdown of the game with Joshua Smith. The first quarter ended 6-6 with Dieters having a 53-yard touchdown run and pretty much the biggest highlight of the night for Mission Valley. After that, the Cobras dominated in the second quarter, scoring 22 points, 2 touchdowns from Drake Mellis, and another added-on touchdown from Joshua Smith, putting the score going to halftime 28-6. Things were looking in favor of the Jackson Heights Cobras, and it continued to entering the third quarter as they put up another touchdown. It was a run from Tyus Eisenbarth, his first touchdown of the year, after coming back from an ankle injury at the Jubilee at the beginning of the year. So huge step in the right direction and a great accomplishment for a player who's struggled with an injury all year, able to come into his first game offensively starting and scoring a touchdown, helping his Cobras jump up to the 36-6 lead, which the score looked a little nicer in the end with the touchdown pass from Dieters to Brobst to finalize the game 36-12. The Jackson Heights Cobras only had 2 turnovers coming at the end of the fourth quarter, and the Cobra defense forced 4 throughout the whole entire game. This is Crittenden Prophet. Final score, 36-12. Cobras win.
All right, Crittenden. Bob, I love his enthusiasm every week, don't you?
Man, he's excited. He loves his Cobras.
He loves his Cobras, and he loves broadcasting. Crittenden Prophet, yeah, is a diamond in the rough, I'm telling you. He's a kid that Kansaland, MSC Sports Radio Network, Care Country, you're going to be hearing a lot of Crittenden Prophet in the future. That's for sure. The Giant Communications Hotline, Boz, is open still. 785-547-3461. We got another caller that gave us a shout. He wants to talk some Holton football. Who am I talking to?
This is Mark Pruitt.
Mark Pruitt. Hey, man. I just already said you were from Holton, but you wanted to call in because you wanted to give some shout-outs, man. Go ahead.
I did. I wanted to shout out to the entire backfield for the Holton offense. I thought that they did an excellent job, in particular Abbott Hundley. I thought he had one heck of a night. On defense also, he played super game. But in order for those running backs to get going, you got to give a shout-out to that offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
And hold I could run through.
I mean, again, I feel like we've given the Lucre Chiropractic Wellness game ball to some linemen in the past, and that's definitely something. The big guys up front, Mark, they don't always get the love they deserve, do they?
They don't always get the love they deserve, but, boy, they sure did it tonight against a big defensive line for Bishop Ward. They had some big kids on there, and they just took care of business and took it right to them.
Now, we did the same thing with a caller earlier with Gary about JCN. I want to ask you a similar question, if you're okay with it. Is Holton's
sure.
Moving on next week now to take on an undefeated Wellsville team on the road. And Holton, as Boz mentioned a little bit ago, a team he's wanting to keep his eye on because they're finally trying to find their stride. Are you a believer in that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, if you would have seen me not, I'm wearing my 2003 championship t-shirt or sweatshirt tonight. So in honor
Attaboy,
of that,
yeah.
One of my boys was on there. So, you know, we've just – love Holton football, and we'll just keep going that way.
And tonight, yeah, was the recognition of that 20-year anniversary from Holton's first state title. I know that Justin Fluke did a lot of effort into getting from cassette tapes, Mark. He had to get it from a cassette tape and put it digitally. How was that montage?
It was great. Actually, I texted him after I got done listening to it up in the stands and told him he did a wonderful job, and I really appreciated everything that he and KNZA do for Holton Athletics.
All right, Mark. Well, hey, I appreciate you as a listener every week. Thanks for calling in and giving us your insight on Holton football.
You bet. We'll talk to you later, Jake.
All right. Mark Pruitt of Holton with his insight, Boz. Again, he's a believer.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, the thing is with Holton, sometimes they'll start off in the season, and we've talked about it before. I mean, that's a heck of a tough way to start your season.
Yes.
Nemaha, Sabetha, you know, it's just it's a tough season start, a season opener. Typically, Holton football, and they were kind of replacing some pieces this year, but Holton football, it's complex blocking schemes, and it takes them just a little bit, 3, 4, 5 games to hit their stride, and I think that's what we're seeing right now.
Holton, moving on, will play Wellsville next week. We got to get to another timeout. We got our next segment coming up. We're going to detail out everything for this postseason. We'll let you know about some volleyball as well, state volleyball happening today. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Phone line still open for you, 785-547-3461, the Giant Communications Hotline. Stick around with us. We'll be right back.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare.
At Edward Jones, we know that a job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security.
Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events.
To learn more, call myself Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha.
Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Dorsey Hall. Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in an uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel right at home.
All right, we're back at it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. It's with your best friends, Jake and Boz. Isn't that right, Boz? We're everybody's best friends.
You're exactly right. We are.
On the at least on Friday night for an hour and a half or so. Sometimes 2 hours. It just depends, you know. Got to make sure we get everything in. I wanted to give a quick shout-out, though, because I got another phone call, Boz.
Yeah.
And it was from Mr. Gary. He talked earlier on the phone with us, talked about JCN, Troy.
Okay. Yeah.
He mentioned his grandson, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
Ethan Noel, talking about his grandson, said he's on the team, everything like that. He nominated Connor Kearns for the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. Well, just because I told him I was going to say this, I feel like it's okay for me to say, he calls back and he says, well, guess I probably should nominate my grandson, too. So we're going to add Ethan Noel to the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee. Ethan, responsible for 3 touchdowns tonight for JCN. Great night for him. And, Grandpa, way to go. Way to make sure that you get him on. That was a good decision to give us a shout right back, wasn't it, Boz?
That's a good save. Good save.
All right, let's get to the scores again, buddy.
All right, let's take a look what we got. Tons of scores tonight. Clifton Clyde, they get the victory over Hill City, 84-78. Hanover, they defeat Lakeside Downs, 54-8. Frankfurt shuts out St. John's Tipton, 60-0. Axtell gets the shutout as well over Wakefield, 58-0. Osborne, another shutout here over Blue Valley, 56-0. Valley Heights gets the win over Remington, 58-14. Sabetha, they took it to ACCHS tonight, 71-6. Nemaha Central, they continue to roll, pitch their 8th shutout of the season. 48-8. They get that win
in a row.
Pleasant Ridge. In a row. They get the win over Pleasant Ridge, 48-0. Close game here. Donovan West, they defeat Maria Dessine, 43-42. Lynn drops 92 on Pike Valley tonight. They get the win, 92-48. Washington County, they defeated Stockton, 50-18. Ellenwood, they get the win over McLeod, 42-22. Wichita Trinity, they defeat Hiawatha, 51-33. Jefferson West, they get the victory over Osawatomie, 59-6. Horton gets their first win of the season over Moorhill Mounts Academy, 30-20. Onega, another, we finally got that last score there. Onega gets the win, 65-22. Onega picks up their second win of the season over Valley Falls. St. Mary's defeated Riverside, 62-6. Jackson Heights gets the win over Mission Valley, 36-12. Centralia, they defeated Oskaloosa, 50-14. Jeff County North victorious over Troy. We got the caller on that one. Close game at half.
Yep.
Jeff County, they get the win, 48-22. Wellsville, they defeated Perry LeCompton, 48-6. Holton rolled over Bishop Ward tonight, 60-19. Santa Fe Trail gets the 56-40 victory over Royal Valley. Another close game, Heston, 3-point victory over Marysville, 20-17. And Atchison, the Phoenix, get the big win, 52-22. They improved to 9-0 with that win over Bonner Springs.
It's like you're always expecting and waiting for me to yell Phoenix, aren't you?
I know. I was waiting for it every time.
I muted my mic this time, dude.
I always waited for it. The Phoenix.
They
continue to roll.
They're just putting up some points, my friend. Absolute domination from a high once again. All right, now, Boz, we've gone through the scores. We've gone through our recaps. We talked in our production meeting earlier this week. This show's going to be a little bit different this week. We're in postseason now. There's a lot to get through and dive into, right? So we've got to specify and take some time to do that. You know, there's a ton of teams that, again, it happens every year. If everybody could win and if everybody could get a trophy, then everybody would do so. That's not the case,
yeah.
Man.
It's
unfortunate for the 50% of the teams that lose and go home every single week, but we've got to talk about the teams that are moving on, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So that means that coming into our evening tonight, we were looking at some games. We got our finals now, and in 3A, we asked Mark Pruitt, a caller that just called in from Holton a minute ago, and I asked him, I said, hey, you believing in this? Bozzy's on board with it. Bozzy's saying, look out for Holton. I'm not off the train by any stretch. I know what Holton can do every single year. I'm a graduate of Holton. I've got Holton Pride. They go to Wellsville this next week, though. An undefeated Wellsville team who's 9-0. But I will start the conversation with this, Buzz. Your record is as good as those who you play.
Yep.
Your record is only as good as those you have played. And I'm not knocking too much. Well, I'm trying not to. Knock too hard on a schedule or a league. But I'm looking at this and thinking it's a kind of an inflated record a little bit for Wellsville.
I don't disagree with you. I think the league that you play in prepares you for the playoffs. And Wellsville, they've had some success over the last couple of years, but they haven't been able to advance through the playoffs too terribly far.
Oh, no.
And this is going to be a tough matchup for Holton. But like we said a few minutes ago, I like what Holton is doing right now. They found their stride. Their offense is clicking. And they are flat footing up some rushing yards.
Yeah. It's the complete opposite style of attacks between these two teams next week. Holton, who wants to run the ball, and a Wellsville team has got a quarterback, Boz, going into tonight's game, who's thrown for 2,100 yards in 8 games. 2,100 yards.
That's ridiculous. Will Dorsey. Well, at 2,100 yards, he's averaging 270 a game through the air.
What are we talking about here?
It's craziness. I mean, this is a really good quarterback for Wellsville. And here's the thing that I have. I think Wellsville has a distinct advantage, obviously, with that passing game. Holton sometimes can struggle defending the pass. That's going to be a huge, huge deal for Holton's game prep this week. How do we slow down Will Dorsey, a guy that's throwing for 270 yards a game?
Ooh.
He's got 32 touchdowns on the season with only 3 interceptions.
That's insane.
It's unbelievable. I mean, he's having a heck of a year. 32 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. That is fantastic for a high school quarterback.
So, again, I was going into tonight, and Wellsville took care of Perry LeCompton 48-6. So I would just have to imagine and guess that he put up big numbers again tonight. A Perry LeCompton defense that I was a believer in because look at what they've done. They're going up against tough opponents like a Sabetha, like a Nemaha, like Holton, Hayden. And they're holding teams well under their season average, this Perry LeCompton team. And Wellsville hangs 48 on them.
Yeah. I mean, it is a very, very potent offense. And here's the thing, too. I mean, you look at – they don't rush the ball. I mean, they really don't. They have – their leading rusher –
he's
averaging 40 yards per game. I mean, this is a game where you're going to see Wellsville throw the ball all over the field. They've got 2 fantastic receivers. Desmond Winton, he's got 800 yards coming into tonight with 12 touchdowns. This guy is averaging 100 yards receiving per game. And then the second guy, Brody Lee, he's averaging 85 yards per game. He's got 11 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's a potent, potent air attack from Wellsville.
And I know that Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking, the guys at the Holton Channel are already preparing for that game. And I know Brooks Barta is too, head coach of Holton. But when you see that on paper, you got to know that, okay, we're looking for these guys. These are the guys that you're focusing on, right?
Yeah, well, 100%. And here's, I think, an interesting point to make, and obviously I'm not going to be at the practices, but, you know, I think a big key with Holton is you got to find a way to put some pressure on Will Dorsey, make him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If you let him sit in the pocket, he's probably going to have his way. I mean, the kid is very accurate, averaging a ton of yards per game. I think you've got to pressure the quarterback and make him uncomfortable.
So, again, now let's talk Holton on the other side here. Holton is no stranger, Boz, to working through the playoffs as they made the sub-state championship game each of the last 3 years. Oh, by the way, they made it to a state title game last year and fell to only the longest winning streak ever in Anvil. Not ever. In recent history, I should say.
Yep.
However, though, Boz, in that 3-year stretch, this is the first time Holton did not win their district. So they're on the opposite side of a bracket than they're typically used to in recent memory. But again, it's a game of contrasting styles. If Holton can control the ball, if they can control the clock and do what Holton does, especially in the postseason, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, throw up 300 yards rushing, control the game, Wellsville, they won't have the football enough.
Yeah, how do you keep a high-scoring offense from scoring a ton of points? You keep them off the field. And that's what Holton does so well. Over the years, Holton finds ways to take the ball 90 yards. They chew up 7-8 minutes of the clock. They cap it off with a touchdown. And they just keep the opposing offense off the field. Again, I think that's going to be a massive focus for Holton is sustained drives. Now, here's digging into that a little deeper.
Uh-huh.
Holton's got to – they've got to be sure – they've had some penalty issues, the untimely penalties where they get behind the chains. That makes it tough. They also have to make sure they take care of the ball. You look back to the Hayden game, two turnovers inside the 10-yard line. That could have made all the difference in the world in that ball game. So time of possession, smart play offensively, limit the turn or the penalties.
Yeah, find ways to limit the penalties and take care of the football. I mean, again, those are successful opportunities for Holton. Let's move down to 2A now, Boz, and Sabetha traveling to Silver Lake. This is one of the biggest matchups next week.
Man.
Sabetha.
This is going to be a good one.
Sabetha, coming off of the loss last week against Nemaha, you think Coach Michael's crew was ready to play this week, last night against ACCHS, winning 71-6?
Yeah.
And
I think this was just one of those games for Sabetha. If you look back to last week against Nemaha, they were in that game in the first half.
Correct.
They sputtered in the second half. I think there was probably some frustration. They had to move some guys around, different positions. I think it's one, if everybody stays healthy, maybe that score is a little bit different against Nemaha. So you go into the locker room frustrated. You think you probably could have played a little better. So you come out this week and show that.
You remember the last...
We're back. We're going to take care of business.
You remember the last time Sabetha traveled to Silver Lake? Miles was in 2017. And that was a sub-state championship game at Silver Lake in 2017. Sabetha won that game 17-14. That was the first year of their back-to-back state titles. But that's the last time these two teams have matched up. They're also different styles. We talked Holton Wellsville, different styles. These two are different styles. Silver Lake likes to throw the ball around. Sabetha, they like to run the ball. We heard a lot about last night's game against ACCHS where Sabetha was dominant on the ground. I think that this is a ball game that prepares you for that deep run, right? But I think that the Big Seven League had already prepared Sabetha for this game.
Yeah, I think you've got to look at Sabetha establishing the run game. This team is averaging 220 yards per game on the ground coming into tonight. So they are going to lean heavily on that rushing attack. Now, here's something to think about. I mean, they're led by Colin Menold, 744 rushing yards, had a big game tonight. He's got 10 touchdowns on the season. Chase Fry, he's got 495 rushing yards, 5 touchdowns. They've got capable guys in the backfield that can run the ball. But here's my big question for Sabetha. You know, the situation with the quarterback, is it Mitchell Kramer? Is it Marcus Bauman? Marcus Bauman, I mean, he can run the quarterback. He's fully capable of that. He can run the offense. But when you take Bauman and put him at quarterback, now you leave that connection between Kramer Bauman as a fantastic wide receiver.
Yeah.
That's something we're going to have to look at as well.
Yeah, I mean, Bauman is taking nothing away from arguably the best tight end in the area in Christian McAfee, but that outside threat that can take the top off of a defense like Marcus Bauman with his speed, with his hands, if he's playing quarterback, again, like you said, fully capable. But it changes the dynamic and the entirety of that offense if you don't have that outside threat like a Marcus Bauman going deep. So I'm interested to see how that works in the next week. Is Mitchell Kramer able to go? Is he able to play quarterback for the Jays? Or is it going to be Bauman, and we're going to see that extremely run-heavy offense and maybe try and mix in some of those pop passes to a McAfee, try and get Colin Menold out in space, maybe on a swing pass or a screen. We saw that a couple times. But this team is a lot more dangerous when Bauman's on the outside as a receiver.
Yeah, and let's not forget the offensive line for Sabetha. They're big. I mean, this team.
Huge.
That's why they have so many rushing. That's why they rush for 220 per game. I mean, they just. They have a fantastic offensive line that could give Silver Lake some fits.
All right, we got one more to get to before our next break, Boz, in our key week two playoff matchups. We are staying in 2A. Go down the bracket just a little bit, and you'll stay in Neelaha County as Riley County, Boz, pulls the upset at Rossville tonight, 28-7. Riley County, a team that earlier in the season defeated Rossville 26-20. They do it again here in the postseason. They played Nemaha. They were, again, one of the shutout victims of Nemaha earlier in the year. But a team that could extremely cause some issues. Going into this contest, Boss, we expected Rossville to get this win. Because
yeah, absolutely we did.
Because going into that game of Riley County-Rossville, we expected Rossville to win. And the fun history of that matchup would have been that they played each other 5 years in a row, dating back to 2019. This is Rossville and Nemaha. You know who won state titles every time? One of those
winner
teams.
Winner of that game.
Winner of that game won a state championship that year. That's no more now. That matchup does not dictate the champion of Class 2A anymore. Because
it's not going to happen that way.
The Dogs got bounced by Riley County. And shout out to Riley County. They're going to be in the Big East next year. And they're coming in now a little head of steam for them. Riley County going to make the trip to Nemaha Central. And Riley County, a team, they're on a two-game win streak. They've won three out of their last four. Their only loss in that stretch was to Nemaha Central. But a team that played Sabetha tough, a team that played Rock Creek tough. They only lost to Rock Creek, Boz, 14-8. Earlier this season. Rock Creek, by the way, is moving on in the second round of the 3A playoffs.
Yep.
So this is a matchup again. What strikes you about Nemaha taking on a Riley County team, the Falcons?
Well, no shade to Riley County, but at this point and early in the playoffs, I don't think there's anybody that can challenge Nemaha and Nemaha Central. I mean, they are just flat tearing it up. The Thunder is rolling. I mean, they're led by their sophomore quarterback, Carter Hike. We've talked about him all season long. He's got 1,400 rushing yards going into tonight, 27 touchdowns on the season. The offense goes through Carter Hike. The next closest person with any rushing yards really to talk about is 140. So Carter Hike's going to take the load with this group, running behind a fabulous offensive line. They've got some big-time studs up front, so it does make it easy to have a strong rushing attack. But Carter Hike, he's also got 565 passing yards with six touchdowns.
Yeah,
now,
don't look out.
He does have three interceptions on the season. So yeah. I think Nemaha Central is going to run the ball. I mean, their offense is averaging 35 points a game. Their defense, again, we talk about this every week.
What?
Shutout after shutout what? After shutout.
Jeez.
Their defense.
Studs.
They still have only given up one touchdown.
Yeah, 6 points, dude.
The defense is ridiculous.
Six points all year through 9 weeks.
Yeah, you just don't hear that. You know, and a lot of really good football teams, late in the game, they might put in some of their second guys, and they may give up a touchdown late. But
doesn't
matter who's on the field for Nemaha. They're not giving up touchdowns.
Doesn't happen. Won't happen. Can't stop, won't stop is what this defense is doing, because the Thunder is rolling right now in Nemaha County. They take on Riley County next week, and that will be another big-time matchup. We've got a few more to get to. We're going to get to 1A, an 8-man coming up here in just a little bit. Stick around. The Community National Bank Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz is back next.
Denison State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster. We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make preparing for and playing in the games they love. And speaking of commitment, that's what Denison State Bank promises to its customers. A commitment to great service, competitive pricing, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. And online at dsbks.com. Member FDIC.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are. To ensure this harvest season goes smoothly, their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Come on, you gotta jump! Jump for joy if your team's hanging around. Moving on to the postseason. We're going to talk a little bit of volleyball here really quick. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Jake, and that's Boz. Boz is all the way up near Fargo, North Dakota, or close to the Canadian border or something.
We're north. We are north of Fargo. We're like an hour and a half north of Fargo. I always thought Fargo was like the end of the earth.
End of the line.
We're an hour past that. So
yikes. But going to be hanging out with your son tomorrow. Pretty cool. And I think the folks care about what's going on in your personal life a little bit.
Well, we'll tell them anyways. Yeah, North Dakota, they're playing Indiana State, the Sycamores, tomorrow.
Shout out Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, yep. It should be a good one.
All right. And that's a cool stadium, too. Indoor, it's 8 degrees outside, but it'll be 70 inside.
I am happy it is an indoor facility tomorrow, because I wouldn't want to sit out in the cold.
I'll tell you, I'm going to the K-State game tomorrow, and it's supposed to be 38 degrees and raining at kickoff. My wife and kids are ecstatic about that. I mean, my kids legitimately are ecstatic about it. I mean, today's my youngest's birthday. Shout out Eli, turning
happy
5. And he's ecstatic about it. I don't think he realizes how cold it's going to be, though.
We'll see how ecstatic he is when the game starts and he's wet and cold, Dad.
You got to be there when it was extremely hot with him, and it was the opposite effect. He was, miserable at that game. Oh, my
God. See if he handles the cold weather a little better.
All right, we got to keep going here. 1A is the classification that we are in now. We've gone through 3A, 2A for next week. Man, we've got some big-time matchups in 1A, my friend.
Good ones, really good ones.
St. Mary's, defending state champ, start of the season, Boz, 0-3. Doesn't matter for Dub Bears as they find their way over Riverside this evening as St. Mary's 62, St. and Riverside 6, the Bears now on a six-game winning streak. They're going to be taking on the Jacksonites Cobras, my friend. And this Cobra team, if you haven't checked out the Cobra channel, here's a shameless plug for it. If you like the recaps of old Mr. Crinden Prophet and the energy that he provides, listen for 2.5 hours on the Cobra channel, and you're going to be feeling really good about yourself, too.
You'll probably be a little worn out by the time the game's over.
Be a little exhausted. Great kid. Jackson Heights will be taking a trip to St. Mary's next week, a rematch of last year's game between these two. St. Mary's obviously won the game. They were en route to their state title. And it was a close game early on at halftime as well. St. Mary's pulled away in the second half to win 46-14 in that matchup. But Jackson Heights in the history bonds, they've met six times. Da Bears have not lost to Da Cobras. But
is that some broadcaster jinx you maybe just threw out there?
I don't know.
St. Mary's?
I don't know.
You
believe in that juju?
Yeah, absolutely.
I do too. That's why I said it. Jackson Heights, led by sophomore quarterback Drake Mellies, who had going into tonight's game over 1,000 rushing yards and 19 rushing touchdowns. Cade Holiday, battling some injuries this year, still able to be back, though, 500 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns. But with his injury, Boz, not able to really play offense. He's playing on the defensive side of the ball. So Josh Smith, shout out Josh Smith, has stepped in the running back position for Jackson Heights. He's over 400 yards with 8 touchdowns. Here's the big thing, I think, in this contest, Boz. I think Jackson Heights has the power to maybe pull off this upset. But quarterback Drake Mellies has got to take care of the football in this game. There's no telling what the weather's going to be like a week from today. I don't care what your 10-day forecast shows, your 7-day forecast. We are now in fall, my friend, and everything changes nonstop. I mean, look where you're at. Look out your window. Keep that snow stuff up there, bub. But Jackson Heights' Drake Mellies is responsible for all 9 of Jackson Heights' turnovers with 7 interceptions and 2 fumbles going into tonight's game. And as I was watching that game on the Cobra channel when we were getting ready to come on here, I watched a run by him, and he had the ball knocked out. It went out of bounds, so they were able to retain possession. But that is a major part. We talked about it with Holton. It's a major part. If you're going to pull off an upset against a high-powered team, you got to take care of the football.
Yeah, I mean, you have to take care of the football. And that's something with Drake Mellies, fantastic athlete, great quarterback. But we saw Jackson Heights play twice this season. And the one thing I noticed, he does get a little squirrely when he's running the ball. He doesn't protect it. It's a little squirrely. That ball starts sneaking away, and next thing you know, an arm comes in, knocks it away. And you know, they were fortunate a couple times that we saw him play where they recovered those fumbles. But I think Drake Mellies has to have a good game. Now, it doesn't mean he's got to go out and be
all-American,
all-world. He just has to have a good game. Take care of the ball. Limit those turnovers. He's going to get his rushing yards. I mean, he's very good at running the ball, offense on the field. And that's something we mentioned with St. Mary's. I mean, they started the season 0-3, and you're thinking, hey, this is not the St. Mary's team from last year. But, man, they have just been on fire second half of the season.
Well, they lost Keller Hurla at quarterback, and, of course, yeah, they won't be the same style of team. But they, again, reload, and they found their stride. Some people look at it and they say, they played a tough schedule. Again, your record's only as good as your schedule. We talked about that in the opponents you play. They had a tough start to the season, did St. Mary's. I mean, they played in the Mid-East League, which will, again, break apart and become part of the Big East League. But their losses, 1 touchdown loss at Rossville, a 1-point loss at home against Silver Lake, and then they lost to Rock Creek 32-6. Haven't lost since. 6-game winning streak. And these games, Boz, have not even been close, except for one game at Jefferson County North where they won by 2 scores. But I'm telling you, 57-6, 60-6, 45-6, 53-7, 63-6. These are one score games for their opponents. That's it.
Yeah, and that's something to think about too with St. Mary's. You know, their defense. You know, you can't let their offense get rolling. But Jackson Heights, kind of like we talked about Holton, They need time of possession to be in their favor. They need sustained drives that get capped off with touchdowns. Keep that offense off the field. That's going to be a tall task, though, for Jackson Heights with that good of a defense from St. Mary's.
There is one common opponent that really sticks out as far as recent between these two, and that's St. Mary's. They took on Riverside. Jackson Heights defeated Riverside 36-7 tonight. Obviously, we just mentioned that St. Mary's beat Riverside 63-6. But there's also some more common opponents than what we realize between these two because, again, St. Mary's was in a district that had some similar area teams that Jackson Heights typically would play in NEKL, Jefferson County North, McLouth, Oskaloosa, Valley Falls. And so, again, putting things on paper, someone looks at every score, they look at every game, they're thinking, all right, St. Mary's by 30. I don't think so. I think Jackson Heights has every opportunity next week to go down. And, again, I don't know if I put the broadcaster jinx on them or not, but Jackson Heights never beaten St. Mary's. I guarantee you the Cobra Nation right now, they're sitting there saying, why not us? Why not this year?
Why not us? Now's the time. You can't lose seven times to St. Mary's. And I really think Jackson Heights, their game plan, again, keep possession of the ball. Keep this game tight.
Yeah.
St. Mary's hadn't let a whole lot of teams put points on the board. So maybe the first half you get a couple scores, you keep the game tight at halftime. Maybe St. Mary's just starts to flinch a little bit.
Yeah.
That's how you get these upsets. You keep the game close. Maybe the other team tightens up and you're able to escape with the win.
Put doubt in somebody's mind and see what happens.
Absolutely.
Get Uncle Mo on your side and just ride the curtail. See what happens, you know. All right.
Yep.
That's in 1A. Going down the bracket a little bit, Centralia. Big win tonight over Oskaloosa, 50-14. The Bears from Oskaloosa, by the way, that was able to sneak into the postseason. Congratulations to them. Again, I know they didn't want their season to end tonight, but they found a way to get in. So big shout-out to you, Osky Bears. And Centralia, they're going to take on a Jefferson County North team, Buzz, that we've heard from Gary earlier in the evening in the show that has, you know, really only struggled one time this year, and that was against the St. Mary's team we were just talking about. Other than that, they had a close game at Wabunsee early in the season, but in recent memory, a win 72-6, 68-7, 52-6, 36-0. I think this has got a chance to be a really good game, and I don't know who wins this game.
I don't either. This is a really tough one, and I go back to our record on picking games that we think are going to be really, really close,
yeah.
And it never happens, but I truly believe this one is going to be a slugfest.
I guarantee you both fan bases just freaked out when you said that.
I know they did. Well, I mean, here's the thing. JCN has a little bit swag maybe coming into this game based on the fact that Centralia knocked them out last year in the first round 34-8. Centralia 6-0 all time against JCN.
Uh-oh.
I threw that out too. So JCN might get the win there. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but JCN, like you mentioned, they only had one slip up this season where they didn't play well, but that again, you're talking about a game against St. Mary's,
right?
Who's absolutely rolling. But you know, Grady Knoll at quarterback, Ethan Knoll running back, Connor Kearns had a fantastic night tonight. We said this very early in the season. JCN, they've got a really good offensive line. They got some big dudes up there. They got really good guys at the skill positions. This is a team that could really give Centralia some fits.
It'll be a great game. Again, a big question is from Centralia's perspective, I think, for me, you look at the games since quarterback Jacob Flinney went down with the injury. And big props to that kid, too, by the way.
Absolutely.
Bouncing back and saying, I still want to play for my team. I mean, shout out to Jacob Flinney for being a man among boys sometimes.
Yeah. Gutsy effort.
And so you got Quinton Aldifer at quarterback filling in, and Jacob Flinney is able to play some, but you got a stud running back in Maverick Becker. And I say running back, but in that offense, he's about Mr. Everything. He's your Swiss Army knife, if you will.
Yeah, I like that.
Mr. Do-It-All in that spinner back offense. And that's a tough offense to prepare for.
Yeah, it is. It's a misdirection. They try to get the defense not sure where they're going with the ball. But as you mentioned, Maverick Becker, this is a kid we saw Centralia play. He not only rushes the ball, but they get him out in space. They run some screens to him, swing passes.
Yeah.
Once he gets the ball out in space, he's
Look
dangerous.
Out.
And he's not easy to bring down. You know, the couple games we saw him, he breaks tackles. He's relentless, keeps the knees moving. I mean, that's a big-time weapon for Centralia.
I'll tell you right now, Gary talked about it when I asked him, are you heavy on JCN still? Again, that was my dark horse pick preseason. Again, to me, I'm not interested in picking this game, first off. I don't know. We're not in the business of picking games by any stretch. But the strength of schedule, when you look at it, both of these teams have had some competition, has had a couple games this year, but I truly think that this is the type of game that is the toughest game that each other has played all season long. So I think
I agree. Absolutely agree.
I think that this is going to be one that we're going to mark down. And again, sorry, we're going to mark down as our potential biggest matchup next week. So don't at me if it goes really heavy one way or the other. But it's a big-time matchup, and I'm excited for it. JCN at Centralia next week. Let's go down to eight-man as eight-man division one. Man, again, we saw one of the most one of the craziest endings. And I'm sorry. I said let's go to eight-man. Boz, we got one more in 1A that I forgot about, and that's Valley Heights. Valley Heights, big-time win over Remington, 58-14. They're taking on number 5 in 1A Sedgwick next week on the road, a Valley Heights Mustang team that, you know, was in our realm of, look out, this is a Mustang team. Then they trip up against Smith Center, but they bounce back in a big way here, opening round of the postseason, and they take on a Sedgwick team. Winner of that could potentially play against just a fluke stomping grounds, Medicine Lodge. So shout out to Medicine Lodge. As they could potentially, the Indians could potentially be playing up against a local team, Valley Heights. Old Flukey might have to punt going and broadcast in Holton if Medicine Lodge has to come up and play Valley Heights. He might want to go watch that game. I don't know.
He might. Absolutely might.
So Valley Heights, the Mustangs, again, they're moving on. They're in the second round of the postseason. They will travel to Sedgwick next week. Eight-man Division One. It saw an insane game between Clifton Clyde and Hill City. Clifton Clyde able to prevail in a just instant classic fashion with that hook and ladder. They went 84-78. Boz, they're taking on a Leote team, Wichita County, that a season ago found themselves in a state title game and defeated Little River. And so this is a team from Leote County that themselves have not lost this year. They did not lose last year. So Clifton Clyde have their hands full next week.
Yeah, they do. Leota is a really good team out, and that we talk about playoffs and starting to travel quite a bit. That is a heck of a road trip for Clifton Clyde going all the way out to Wichita County. Leota's a good football team. Again, we talk eight man and speed and how that can change the game. Leota, they've got some speed on that team.
All right, now let's go to local eight-man Division II action. Frankfort, well, the Wildcats, they upend St. John's Tipton, taking on a Canton Galva team whose only loss this year, Boz, was to Little River. And Little River has been in the state title game the last 3 years in eight-man Division I. This is a big-time matchup for Frankfort, your team.
It is. They are. I mean, I've been talking about Frankfort all season, and this one is going to be tough for them. But we've said this before. You know, you want to move through playoffs. You've got to get these big wins. You have to find a way to advance. And Canton Galva has been just really, really good these last several years. You mentioned Little River, been a dominant team last 3 years, going to the state championship game. Canton Galva is a team that is – They're going to be really hard to prepare for Frankfort. But, I mean, we've talked about it. Wes Anderson leading the reins for Frankfort's offense. I mean, they have the pieces to get this done, but Frankfort hasn't been able to come up with a big win this season over a top-tier opponent. They've got to find a way this time.
Two losses this season, Eight-man Division I, number one ranked Linden. Eight-man Division II, number one ranked Axtell for the Wildcats. Big-time matchup next week at Canton Galva. Again, you mentioned it. They got the pieces to do it. I'm excited for that game next week as well. I'm excited for every game next week. Let's just talk about that.
Yeah.
Axtell, the Eagles, they fly high once again. Dominant win over Wakefield, 58-0. They're taking on Hutch Central Christian next week, who they defeated last year in the playoffs by a score of 50-0. Axtell, it's a team. You got to take care of business when you're expected to take care of business, and that's next week as well.
Yeah, they're, you know, you go back-to-back state titles in search of their third straight. It's a game at a time. It's day by day for Axtell. You know, at some point during this season, and I'm an Axtell fan, but I thought at some point during this season, they might lose focus for 1 week. Maybe they trip up. Maybe they don't play well. I don't know that Axtell has not played well all season long. I mean, they are a absolute complete team. I don't see Hutch Central giving them any fits at all, but you never know. That's why you play the game.
You play to win the game. You know who says that?
I don't know who says that.
Former Jets and Chiefs coach Herm Edwards. You play to win the game, and that's what everybody's doing at this point of the season. All right, final one of eight-man division two. Hanover, the Wildcats defeat Lakeside Downs 54-8. They're taking on top seed Lebo in that side of the bracket, taking on a Lebo team, Boz, that handled their opponent yesterday as well. And so a Hanover team that, once again, Boz, they stubbed their toes, like you mentioned about Frankfurt, against bigger time opponents, Clifton Clyde, El Saline, Axtell, Frankfurt. It's a big time matchup for them as they hit the road to take on Lebo.
Yeah, Hanover, it's just at this point in the season, you've got to find a way to win. You got to find a way to keep that game close. And you mentioned the losses that Hanover's had this season. I mean, those are all top-tier teams just mentioned. All four of them have really good records. El Saline, really good football team.
Right.
Obviously, you know, in our area with Frankfurt and Axtell, I mean, Hanover hasn't had a bad loss.
No.
They just haven't found a way to beat some of those upper echelon teams, but they're going to have to do it against Lebo.
All right, one more quick timeout, and then we're going to get into our week 9, our tomorrow schedule for college, get into professional, and then we've got our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball to give away. Don't turn that dial yet. We're almost done. We'll get you to bed here shortly, here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Dorsey Hall. Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in a uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel
on your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorites sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Hill and Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Dorsey, thanks as always for sending it to us the final time here, because, Bob, it's the final countdown.
Yeah, this is it right here.
Every week, we got to wrap it up with our looking ahead at the upcoming schedule. We went through every single local school football game that's going through next week. Wanted to give you a brief update programming note for tomorrow. The Centralia Lady Panthers, Boz, made it to the semifinal round tomorrow. So congratulations to Centralia. They will move on and they will begin playing tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Jared Sleppy will have the call from Dodge City on 92.1 FM KMZA. At 9 o'clock on KNZA, it'll be pregame for Kansas State versus Houston. And then at 12:45 on 93.7 KAIR, pregame for Benedictine. As we go right into tomorrow's action, big-time matchup for BC and the Ravens. It's a rivalry matchup. Ravens, Wildcats, Benedictine at Baker, Boz.
Man, this one is going to be a good one. If I wasn't here in North Dakota, I'd be traveling down to watch this game, Benedictine against Baker. This one here, I mean, Benedictine, we talked about this each week. They're on a five-game win streak. They're 6-2 on the season. They're defeating their opponents in the last five games by a score of 44-14. Their offense is averaging 450 yards per game while scoring 42 points a game. So you might say, man, Benedictine, those stats are crazy. They're flat rolling. Well, flip it around. Baker, yeah, on a four-game winning streak, they're defeating their opponents by a score of 41-18.
Uh-oh.
Their offense is averaging 411 yards per game.
Look out.
They're scoring 35 points a game. I mean, this is going to boil down to defense. Benedictine's defense, they allow 308 yards per game.
Okay.
Baker's defense allows 310 per game. I mean, statistically, you look at it, I don't know that it could be any closer. Flip a coin. I think this is going to be a slugfest tomorrow.
Big time matchups. You got a ton of local kids at both of these colleges, and it's a rivalry game that I got a close friend of mine that went to Baker, 10 years ago, and played for Baker. And to this day, if I bring up Benedictine to him, he's like,
don't say it.
Don't talk about him. And on the flip side, if you talk to a BC grad, who I got a good friend of mine who went to BC, actually played against that aforementioned man that went to Baker. If you go to BC and say, oh, how about them Wildcats?
They don't want to talk about it.
Don't talk about it. So, again, a rivalry game, one that I expect You expect defense to show out. I kind of expect offense to show out. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I think that this is going to be both teams in the 30s. I think each team's going to get a defensive touchdown. Like, that's just how these guys play. They're scrappy. They're interesting. I talk every week about, if you haven't watched an eight-man game, go watch one. If you haven't watched a Heart of America game, go watch one. These are some good athletes, local kids, and, big-time matchup. In the past 10 years, Baker's got the advantage, though. They've also won 5 of the last 7. BC defeated Baker in 2018, but Bosley beat him last year in 2022. During that time span, however, in that 10-year range, BC averaging just 18 points a game to Baker's 30. Winner of this matchup has an inside track in the South Division of the Heart of America Conference. Big time game.
Yeah, a ton of fun. I would love to go watch this game. I think you said it's going to be an offensive scoring game. I don't know. I think that these are two stellar defenses.
Yeah.
I think the defense might take the day, and I think it might be a 14-10 game.
Hey, turn it on. 93.7 FM KAIR. Go to mscsports.net. Click Listen Live, select Care Radio, and you can listen to Tom Couts as he calls the game tomorrow at Baker. Peru State taking on number 2 Grandview. However, Peru State Bonds won 4 in a row. They beat William Penn last week 24-13. Now they got to take that winning streak on the road to Grandview, number 2 ranked team in the country. It's a big-time game against one of the best teams in the country. Winner of this contest, though, has the inside track on the North Division of the Heart of America Conference. So, a lot on the line.
A lot's on the line, and Peru State winning 4 in a row. But, man, what a tall chore going to having to play Grandview. I mean, Grandview is number 2 ranked team in the nation. They are legit. But what did we just say? That's why you play the game.
Yep.
You never know what can happen. So if Peru State, if they want to make a statement, this is the game here.
And how about the next one? Highland Community College, who I feel like we're starting to pub up more and more and more each week. The Scotties are hosting the Blue Dragons of Hutchinson tomorrow.
Another tall task.
Number 1 in the country, Hutch JUCO. Year in, year out, you're talking, you're listening, you're recognizing Hutch. But here come the Scotties. They've won 5 in a row after they beat Detroit Community Christian College 56-0. Highland had his first shutout in program history this year, 3-0. Since then, Boz, they've shut out 4 of the last 5. This Scotties team is finding their groove.
Well, they finally got a little taste of what a shutout was like. They posted, hey, first shutout of the season. So
all over their website.
They went ahead and did it 4 more times. I mean, this team right now, they're playing some good football. Their defense, obviously, playing some good football, shutting teams out. It's going to be another one of those, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Yep.
Right now, that's Hutchinson Community College.
Telling you right now, again, some local kids playing for HCC, so go check it out. Some local kids playing for, well, I guess both HCCs. We got kids playing for both Hutch and for Highland. So big-time local aspect of it. I bet there's some kids maybe sending some text messages back and forth saying, hey, can't wait to see you on the gridiron tomorrow.
I don't think they might not be that nice.
Oh,
but,
okay.
I'm guessing there'll be some chatter going on.
I didn't play college football, so I.
I don't know. I'm just saying I don't think they'd be like, hey, I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant it like...
let's go play some football. Like, they're probably talking a little bit of smack.
Oh, my gosh. It's getting late, isn't it? Moving on. Division 1. KU off the bye at home against OU. Top 6 in the country. KU coming off a bye, Boz. What we got about the Jayhawks?
Well, the Jayhawks, they've got to find a way tomorrow. This is a big, big game for the Jayhawks. They've got to kind of right the ship a little bit. They've been in the top 25. They're back out of the top 25. Man, they lost the game to Oklahoma State. That hurt right before the bye week. We just the thing with KU that we've talked about, just too many mistakes. I mean, they're not taking care of the ball. Their special teams has been down. It's just they've got – I hope that – bye week, help them prepare a little bit more for OU, but OU is a high-powered offense. Now, I say that.
Yep.
Oklahoma, they had a scare last week.
Preach.
Against UCF. I mean, UCF had them on the rope.
Preach.
And UCF has been KU throttled UCF. So,
yep.
You know, you just never know what's going to happen. I think with it being at KU may help them a little bit, but they're going to have to play a really good football game tomorrow. As far as I know, Jalen Daniels still not even in the picture.
Nope.
So you're going with Jason Bean. I think that's a little bit of a struggle for him, but let's just keep the faith. If they can find a way to get a win tomorrow against Oklahoma,
look out.
Massive boost for them, yeah.
I told you last week, though, Jalen Daniels is not going to play another football game until Kansas State. It's just not going to happen. That is KU's bowl game. That is KU's Super Bowl. He will wait until that game. Next time you'll see Jalen Daniels, mark my words on that. KU, again, big-time game tomorrow at home against Oklahoma. Kansas State, big-time win last week over TCU. The dynamic duo, my friend, of Will Howard and Avery Johnson. Is there a quarterback Woo-hoo. Battle? Is there a controversy? I don't think so.
Here's the thing there. Coach Kleiman, I think he handled that probably as well as you could handle that. You got fantastic, super freshman, and he just says, hey, this could be one of these two guys. And then they rotated in and out. Both were effective. A really good game plan, I thought, for K-State last week.
Absolutely balanced offensively. 587 total yards, 343 on the ground, 244 through the air. Four different rushers for K-State, buddy. 65-plus yards each. Insane. Balance.
Yeah.
The attack was there. K-State held TCU without a touchdown. And in the final minutes, Sonny Dykes from TCU. I'm sorry there's a TCU fan listening right now, but as a collegiate coach, you're calling timeouts when you're down 41-3 with 10 seconds to go to try and punch it in? Come on!
Yeah, you didn't like that. He got to get a touchdown on the board. You can't fault him for that.
He calls timeouts, and the Cats keep him out of the end zone. And then in this post-game press conference, not once did he give any credit to K-State. He said, our team played bad.
Well, he wasn't lying there, but K-State played really, really good. Really good.
I'm sorry, but you're in Division I. You're getting paid millions of dollars. I could care less about your feelings. Give respect where it's due.
I'm with you, man. I'll tell you, K-State, they looked really, really good last week. And I think they keep that momentum going with the Will Howard, the Avery Johnson, back and forth. How do you prepare for that?
You can't.
And the rushing attack. I mean, the guys in the backfield just get
Trayshawn Ward, DJ Giddens, they're balanced. K-State tries to do it again tomorrow. They take on Houston at home. I'll be in the south end zone. Come say hi if you're there drenched in rain and shivering like I will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Kickoff, 9 o'clock pregame on 103.9 KNZA. Nebraska gets another win, Boz. 17-9 over Northwestern. Three in a row potential as they take on Purdue tomorrow. Purdue's only win was against Illinois, who is 3-5 on the season. Illinois, a team that lost to KU but gave KU a good run for their money, so take that for what it's worth. Nebraska does not have a ranked opponent the rest of the season. My prediction stays intact, my friend. 8-4 for Big Red.
Well, we talked about that. If Nebraska goes 8-4 this season, that is – I think if you're a Nebraska fan, you are incredibly happy with an 8-4 season. I mean, they win 5 out of the last 6, they'll be on cloud 9. And I kind of balked at it originally when you said that. But when you look at the rest of their schedule, you mentioned that, They got a pretty, I wouldn't say easy, but I think they could make that run. They could finish 8-4.
It's very favorable. Big Ten.
Very.
Not very,
very
good. Big Ten is extremely top heavy in that conference. I still have a prediction of K-State finishing 10-4. I still believe in that. I still believe that KU finishes 9-4 this season as well. The reason why there's a one-game difference in their Boz, I believe K-State still makes it to the Big 12 title game. K-State still has a 1% chance, according to analytics, to make it to the college
1%.
Football playoff if they win out. Just saying, 1%.
Hey, well, you never know.
You're saying there's a chance.
Know. Yep.
Let's go to professionals. Let's go to the guys. I was going to say, let's go to the guys that make money, but shoot, NIL, man, some of these college guys make more than the pros at this point.
Everybody's making money.
The Chiefs hit the road, Boz, take on a Broncos team that really got me fired up a couple weeks ago about the Chiefs. Well, those of you that were on Patrick Mahomes What say you now? He jumped up this past week against the Chargers, and it was an amazing first half for the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes showed out this past week, throwing for 370, some scores, and he looked good against the Chargers.
And that's all I think everybody was saying, is it just didn't quite look himself. Now, when you have that game last week, now everybody's like, all right, that's what we're used to seeing. I mean,
yeah.
We talked about it in prep. Mahomes' record against AFC opponents, 29-3. Now,
AFC West, excuse me, opponents.
AFC West. Yeah, I mean, he has never lost against the Broncos.
Well, way to put that juju in the universe.
I threw the juju out there. Now, and the reason I say that,
oh my gosh,
just a couple weeks ago,
how many callers we're going to get next week now if the Chiefs lose on Sunday?
Whatever we got to do to get somebody to call, let's see what they got to say about that. But here's the thing. Last time they played the Broncos at Arrowhead,
yeah,
it was a one-possession game with under 2 minutes to go.
Correct.
This is it's kind of been I wouldn't say a rivalry as of late, but it's always a big game when you play against the Broncos. So
correct.
I think this is going to be a tough game. I think it's a little bit of a trap game for the Chiefs. Are they going to look ahead to the Dolphins, the next matchup against the Dolphins in Germany? That's a big game against the Dolphins. Some history there. Tyreek Hill's playing there. I mean, they've got a tough schedule coming up too.
They do. They definitely do. It's really the beginning of a gauntlet. I'm not counting the Broncos game a part of that, but I do agree that this could be a trap game for the Chiefs. You're looking ahead of the Dolphins, a Dolphins team that just looked terrible against the Eagles this past week, and they're going to want to look to bounce back. But again, your record's as good as your opponents. Look at the Dolphins' opponents. They got terrible records. So I'm not buying the Dolphins yet. So yes, I do think it's a trap game. I think that they might be looking ahead, but they'll take care of business this week against the Broncos. Then they go to Germany to take on the Dolphins, but only two true home games over the next five. They got the Dolphins in Germany, the Eagles at home, at the Raiders, at the Packers, then the Bills at home. I think that's a tough stretch.
Yeah, that's a really hard stretch of football there. You get, at the Raiders, that's not going to be easy. You go to Lambeau Field against the Packers, that's going to be tough. And then you got to finish it off with the Bills at home. Now, the Bills have been struggling, but that's a rivalry deal there. Yeah. Always big hype around that game. So that is a tough stretch for the Chiefs.
I will say the Bills nearly gave the game away last night against a Baker Mayfield-led Buccaneers team.
Ooh.
So I'm not as high on the Bills. They can't run the football.
No.
Josh Allen doesn't look like he used to look. I don't think he's a top-five quarterback. So that game is looking less and less like a big-time game to me because everybody just remembers the Bills-Chiefs postseason game that went into overtime.
Yeah.
And they put the Bills on the pedestal because of that. I think the Chiefs maybe lose one game. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
we could be talking about an 11-1 Chiefs team through this quote-unquote gauntlet of the schedule.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the second-best team in the AFC record-wise. The Baltimore Ravens got a big win against the Lions that were the best team in the NFC. Look out for the Lions. They have the best offense in the NFC. They score 6 points against the flock. 5-1. They were averaging 36 points a game where the Lions, they score six. Lamar Jackson, AFC Player of the Week, 21 of 27 for 357 and three touchdowns. A quarterback rating, Buzz, of 155.8 out of the maximum 158.3. Highest quarterback rating since 2019 for him. He's starting to look like 2019 Lamar. The dude got the bag, and now he's showing out for the Ravens.
Yeah. You're kind of glowing. I don't know. You're awfully excited about that performance right there. You've been waiting for this.
I have, dude. I have been so waiting for this because, again, I love the Chiefs with every fiber of my being until they play the Ravens. And then even then, I'm not gloating one way or the other. I'm just hoping the Ravens win. But I'll be darned, dadgummit, if the Ravens are like the worst team possible in the Midwest for Chiefs fans. Like Midwestern people that are Chiefs fans just hate the Ravens and Lamar. And so, yes, all the flack that I get for loving the flock, I enjoy a little bit more so when I get to sit here on a pedestal for a couple minutes and talk about my favorite team. Because the Ravens, again, they're looking like 2019 all over again, which they did get upset in their first playoff game of that year.
They looked real good in 2019 until
they played the Titans when Derrick Henry rushed for 218 yards. Not that I remember.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'll jump up on that pedestal. I give you grief on the Ravens. Every week we talk about them. My initial reaction is, blah, like the Ravens. But Lamar Jackson, that was no joke, a fantastic performance. I mean, you get a QB rating of 155. Out of a highest possible of 158.
Pretty impressive.
I mean, he did. He had a heck of a... And, you know, the thing in the first half, his stats in the first half were stupid.
28-0 at halftime that game was, again. Now, again, one game doesn't define your season. We talked about that all year for high school level. It doesn't define your season for football either. These guys get paid millions of dollars. Every game is going to be a tough game. I don't care who you are. That a winning margin like that probably won't happen again. But... it's the fact that it did happen. It gives a little bit more excitement. I think the same thing with the Chiefs. The way they were able to defensively dominate in the second half against the Chargers should make you excited as a Chiefs fan that this defense is the best defense Patrick Mahomes has ever had in his career.
Yeah, the Chiefs defense is just getting it done. But back to the Ravens, too. I mean, I just think that the Ravens, the way they're beating, and against a Detroit Lions team that was – absolutely on fire this year, playing really good football, and they did that to the Lions. It was impressive. I'll give you that.
I mean, the Chiefs were without Chris Jones and Travis Kelce, but the Lions did beat the Chiefs.
Yes, true story.
A one-point game, a pick six that probably should have never happened. That should have never been a game. The only blemish on the Chiefs' record, but I still think we are on a crash course for a Ravens-Chiefs AFC title game. I think it's in Baltimore. I'm buying tickets and I'm going. If it's an Arrowhead, you better believe I'm buying a ticket and going. We might do the scoreboard show live for basketball season from Arrowhead's parking lot.
Oh, let's go. I'd love game.
I'll do a scoreboard show on a Sunday night. I don't care. Excitement in the NFL. I'm sorry. I love sports. You love sports. And we got to talk about them just a little bit, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball Awardee. It's time for that, Bozzy. We had a few different nominations come in. Who are you feeling?
Well, we did have a couple nominations here tonight. Colin Menold from Sabetha, he had 98 yards, 4 touchdowns on the ground. I mean, that kid is playing really, really well. Here's one from Holton, Abbott Hundley. Now, just you got to hang tight for a minute because there's a lot to read about Abbott Hundley tonight.
I'll wait.
20 rushes, 220 yards on the ground with 5 touchdowns. He also had a sack on defense. He had a 49-yard fumble return for his 6th touchdown of the night. So
Yahtzee.
A massive game from Holton. Also, we had a caller in that talked about Holton's offensive line. Their offense had close to 600 yards of total offense. You don't get that done in a rushing attack without your dogs up front, the O-line. So shout out to them. From JCN, Connor Kearns, he had a heck of a ball game, 203 yards receiving. Also mentioned Ethan Knoll. He had a great game. Grady Knoll, those kind of guys all together. Connor Kearns is the one I had the stats on, over 200 yards receiving. So game ball nominees tonight, all deserving. But I got to go with Abbott Hundley.
Sure.
That's a line that you don't hear very often. 20 rushes, 220 for 5 touchdowns, a sack, scoop and score, 6 touchdowns on the night for Abbott Hundley.
Shout out, Abbott. Great job tonight, young man. And you are the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner here in week number 9. Well, that's going to do it for us. Boz, stay warm, my friend.
I'm going to try.
He's up in North Dakota. He'll be back on site next week. We'll go to a game next week. We'll let you know little hints of what it's going to be, who it might be. We hope our streak does not continue. We hope your team's streak continue tonight and you're moving on into week number 2 of the playoffs. We'll talk about all of it next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Have a great weekend.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by BNP Propane, by The Elevator in Valley Falls, Lukert Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Giant Communication, Gallons of Grace Boutique in Nortonville. By Bruna Implement Company. By the Denison State Bank. McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. Commercial Tire Solutions. By American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent. Honeyman Ford in Seneca. Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley. Blue Valley Technologies. By Edward Jones. By Sunflower Community Credit Union. And by Helena AgriSystem. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.